Right.
Get her name right.
Welcome back to Ag Hour. Chuck and Mark in the studio. And hey. With me is Tracy Erickson.
Hey.
Yay!
Well, I knew you, Tracy Larson, a long time.
Yes.
That was a long time. That was when you were younger.
Yes, a lot
Not
younger.
The year old now.
And you had hair. Younger.
And I had hair, yeah. Curly hair.
Curly hair.
All right. Now, let's get to where we're here. Anyway, Tracy is the dairy specialist, field specialist here in the Watertown office. Good morning, Tracy. I haven't had you here for a while.
Yeah, it's been a little while. We've been out and about and running around, and so good to be back in here.
Well, let's talk about we'll talk about other things as we go on, but let's first talk about the I-29 Moo University Dairy Beef Short Course. That's something a little different.
Yeah, we started this program about, this will be our fourth year as part of our I-29 Moo University educational efforts, in conjunction with our four other states that we work with. There's five of us total and allied industry partners. The dairy beef industry is a segment of the dairy industry and also the beef industry that sometimes wasn't getting quite as much service or educational programming focus. And so we felt there was a niche there, and it's proved to be quite successful. We do have quite a few dairy steers that are being fed out here in the upper Midwest region. And so providing that educational component to those producers and the industry is our focus.
Are we even seeing some more dairy and beef crosses in this?
Yeah, we are. Actually, there is quite a few out there now, especially with the genomics going on and being utilized in a lot of our dairy herds. A lot of dairy producers are actually taking that bottom either half or third of the herd and oftentimes crossing or using semen that, you know, has a beef emphasis into it, such as the Limflex or something like that, and crossing their dairy animals to the beef sires to produce, you know, some more desirable characteristics for those dairy steers.
So is there a lot of difference in feeding those dairy steers?
Well, it depends upon the cross that you end up with. If you're looking at a purebred Holstein, for example, you're really going to have to ramp it up and have quite a bit higher or hotter ration. In other words, more of an all corn or higher energy based ration to it, and a little bit less fiber, just because simply you want to try to minimize the frame and the size of the animal and that end carcass when they go in and harvest it. So, but sometimes with our, for example, Jersey, these Limflex crosses that are being utilized, obviously they're a little smaller breed animal, and so you can feed them oftentimes a lot like or similar our beef steers. So, you know, it just depends upon the cross and the animal that you've started with and how hard you need to push them to keep that carcass size down. But the one thing that is, they do have a lot as far as internal marbling goes. And so when we talk about carcass quality and the great yield on them, they do finish out quite well.
So, yeah, you don't want those 2,000-pound...
No. The packers tend to frown on that when they got those 900-plus-pound carcasses hanging from the rail. So,
well, I'm going to get back to that later, Tracy, but let's talk about the university, Moo University. Let's talk about when it is and where you're going and
sure.
What time.
You know, every other year. And we decided to do kind of a tour every other year. And so this year is the year for our tour, and then in the other year we'll do classroom setting educational programs. This is part of our pre-educational events for the Central Plains Dairy Expo. So it's going to be happening prior to that kickoff for the Central Plains Dairy Expo down in Sioux Falls. It'll be Tuesday, March 27th. We'll be doing a tour. We'll be going to producers in southwest Minnesota over by Laverne and then into northwest Iowa, making a swing back and get people back in time for the concert and the welcome reception that evening there in Sioux Falls.
Okay, so let's talk about where you're going to be. I know I see
sure.
You're going to be talking, educating on the bus ride.
Yeah, we're going to do a little education on the bus ride. We've got Warren Rushi and Beth Doran. Warren's our SDSU Extension Beef Specialist, and Beth Doran, his counterpart down at Iowa State University Extension Beef Specialist. They're based in Orange City. They're going to be having an open discussion on the bus, talking about the state of the beef industry and just what they've been learning here at some recent conferences, the Midwest American or the animal science conferences that they've been attending. And then we'll be making our first stop, which is at Binford Farms over at Laverne, Minnesota. This primarily feed out Holsteins and have been doing so since about 2002, starting them at about 350 pounds to finish in their mix, and they finish out about 6,000 head. That's a family operation there by Laverne. We'll then hop back on the bus and head down towards Sioux Center, Iowa, and go to the livestock auction barn there. This is one of the family operations. They also happen to own owners here at Glacial Lakes in Watertown, same family. Mm-hmm. But they primarily focus there at Sioux Center at the Tri-State Livestock Auction Barn on dairy animals. Of course, they do sell other animals there too, but a lot of what they have go through the barn has either the dairy cattle or the dairy steers, and so specializing in that area. And then we're also, well, we listen to them there, Mike Keatum. They're going to also bring in one of their order buyers too, just to kind of get a feel for what's happening in the market and what, you know, people might be expecting down the road and what their perceptions are for the state of the industry. So I think that could be quite an interesting discussion there. And then we'll hop back on the bus for our last stop, which is Rock River Feeders over by Rock Valley, Iowa. This is Kent and Sylvia Prusman's operation. They also finish out 3,500 head of cattle there. A share of them are the dairy-based animals. And taking a look at Kent Prusman there, he's been very active in beef quality assurance and promoting that across the nation and putting that into practice along with sustainability in their operation and animal welfare and handling practices and so on. So I think, you know, and how they make that effective within their operation. So
Tracy, we're going to take a short break. Sure. And then we'll be back and I'm going to talk about some more about that.
Sandmeyer Charlet is having their annual bull sale Friday, March 2nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch near Bowdell, selling 80 Virgin 2s, 30 fall bulls, and 80 yearlings. DV auction videos for each lot in the sale. Contact Cal at 605-281-1259 or Matt 605-281-1564. Sandmeyer Charlet, where the genetics make the difference. Sale Friday, March 2nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch.
The staff at Data Truck Internet Services know that people and businesses in town have many great options for internet service. Living out of town, well, that's a little different story. Data Truck Internet Services offers fast, reliable internet service for customers living in rural Watertown. No contracts, no monthly data limits, and no hidden fees. Just reliable service using leading-edge wireless technology and 100% local service and support. Call Data Truck Internet Services today, 886-7070. Or online at datatruck.com and be on your way to a better internet service.
Family-owned Latham High Tech Seeds is far from the biggest seed company, but we're big in offering farmers one of the industry's widest selections of seed. I'm Shannon Latham. As an independent company, we access the latest and greatest in trait technologies. Roundup Ready to Extend, LibertyLink, Roundup Ready to Yield, AgriSure Duracade, SmartStax, VT Double Pro Rib, and more, developed for local conditions. Let's talk local options.
Call your local Latham dealer, Paul at Esteline Co-op Grain, 605-690-0458.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to Ag Hour. Chuck and Mark in the studio, and our special guest is Tracy Erickson with the Extension Service here in Watertown, dairy specialist. And Tracy, we were talking about bringing those feeding in the feedlots and some of the dairy cattle. You were talking about bringing them in 240 or 350. Are they raised on the dairy, or are they take them somewhere else?
So typically what happens is at a lot of the dairies, they will take and they will sell off their steer calves or bull calves to either a calf raiser to, and you know, who bottle feeds them basically, or you know, till weaning weight, which is around, like I said, that 250, 300 pounds, somewhere in there. And then they're shipped to these feeders, you know, for up to finish then. And so there's an intermediary person. So you've got the dairy, a calf raiser, and then they'll either go to an auction barn or direct ship to a feeder. Most of the time they're direct supplied into a feeder, depending upon the quantity and volume that the calf raiser is handling at a time, enough to fill a semi-load, et cetera. And then from there, finished on out.
Are most of those pretty well tied together as far as contracts coming back and forth?
Typically, you will see that. Like I said, you know, they're working with a lot of those calf raisers and contracting them or working with suppliers to get those cattle in. You know, so if they've had good luck, for example, with a particular calf raiser who's supplying to the feeders, you know, they'll tend to stick with them just because they know their protocols and their programs. The calves are healthy coming in, and hopefully they're going to be off to a good start and not have any issues.
Are you seeing that those Holsteins are becoming quite popular in feedlots?
Well, you know, I think that's going to be interesting. We are, you know, in the upper Midwest here, seeing a few more of them starting to crop up. You know, there's some opportunity, I think, there, and we'll hear more about that. But we went through some hiccups last year in the market, and part of that was, you know, we lost one of our packers in the area here with Tyson, who quit buying dairy steers. And part of that has to do with the carcass size and whatnot. So producers are making those adaptions and, you know, getting that end product to a more acceptable size, you know. So some of those things, you know, like I said, the industry's changing. We're trying to meet consumer demands. But as far as the number of animals here in the upper Midwest, yes, I think we are starting to see some more of that. Obviously, we've got some cheaper feeds here. We've got more emphasis on trying to do that finishing program, keeping, you know, from the farm all the way through to the packer here in the upper Midwest. And just because of finishing local and some emphasis on that area starting to happen.
Well, I know your tour is going to cover a lot of these. And yep. Tracy, that's coming up. Is there a cost and how do they register?
Yep, there sure is. We try to keep the cost down thanks to our sponsors. It's $30 a person. That covers your bus ride, your meals, snacks, everything else. Just need to get yourself down there to Sioux Falls to the Denny Sanford. Like I said, $30. You can go on igrow.org and register there. Under their events, it's listed online. Or if you're not comfortable in doing that, please do feel free and call the Extension office. You can get a hold of myself here at the Watertown Regional Extension Center at 605-882-5140. Or our secretary, Jan Runs, can also take your information down and get you signed up, too.
So that is coming up. So it's about a month, a little over a month away. So yeah. You might want to get signed up. You're going to have a deadline for
The 23rd of March, we do have maximum capacity of about 2 buses. So you're talking right around 100 people. We hope to fill that, but for sure we will have 1 bus, which is right at about 55. And if we go over, we'll figure out other transportation to make sure everybody who's signed up. But I said we're at about a max of 100 participants. So if you're interested, get signed up so you can get on and participate in it.
Tracy, you were talking about jerseys and mixing those, and I've heard that. I've heard the meat is very good. It's a specialty market. Or not?
Well, I wouldn't call it necessarily a specialty market yet, but there is some producers that are specializing, you know, in catering to certain markets, niche markets, for example, on the coasts, or suppliers or retailers or restaurateurs, you know, out there. It does have a lot of internal marbling to it, you know, just naturally within the genetics, and so it makes it pretty tender also. And that's some of the characteristics of that.
Are they seeing smaller steaks then too?
Some of them can, depending upon the cross. Yes, you know, so typically your ribeye or whatever, tenderloin can be longer and not as round shaped. So there is a little bit difference in the way the steaks may appear as far as that physical characteristic, but as far as taste and eating, it's very good and very high quality.
And what do they usually cross them with?
A lot of them are doing the limousine type cross. You'll see that quite popular. I know Riverview and Wolf Limousine have done quite a bit of genetics and work with that just because of, you know, their operation. You know, so you'll see quite a bit of that. You'll see some Angus crosses going in there, red or black Angus, just depending upon, you know, the producer's preference. So making those crosses.
You got to be pretty concerned with the sires that they're using them.
You do. You've got to make sure, you know, for example, if you're crossing with Jersey cows or whatever, you got a pretty good calving ease, you know, type sire on there. You know, if a Holstein, probably not necessarily as much, but yet you still got to be watching the overall size, you know, and carcass of the sire that you're using to cross. So take a look at the female side and the sire side, you know, and depending upon the size of those animals too, what you're targeting to end up with. And like I said, that carcass weight is the biggie right there.
Well, I know, Tracy, dairy, the milk price is kind of a depression right now.
Yeah.
Pretty tough. Guys surviving it pretty good yet?
You know, most of them are doing fairly okay. I won't say it's great. It's been a tough struggle this past year. The ones probably that are struggling the most right now is people who have maybe went in and made some capital investments and done some of those improvements or expansions, especially on the robotics end, just because that overall cost of production per animal is quite high. So those people are, we're seeing some struggles there. You know, and to be honest, the whole ag industry is at a struggle right now. You know, there's places I know farther east of here where trucking and is becoming an issue, and just, you know, that side of things. They want to be able to ship more quantity of milk, so you're not seeing the smaller milk trucks as much the farther east, and so trying to consolidate that and be more efficient.
I've heard about that we're some of the smaller producers are really having some time getting trouble getting trucks over there to get their milk.
Yeah, they are. You know, and so if you're next to a larger operation, you know, you're going to probably have more success. But if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you're the only operation and maybe not able to fill a semi-load at a time or within a day or two, it has been a struggle in some areas.
So that's another concern.
That's another concern. Yep.
Well, Tracy, thanks for joining us again. That short course, say it again.
It's the I-29 Moo University Dairy Beef Short Course Tour. It's going to be Tuesday, March 27th. We're starting down in Sioux Falls, pre-educational event for the Central Plains Dairy Expo. Get on the bus at 8, and we'll get you back by 4:30 so you can attend those festivities. Register at igrow.org.
And they can find out all the information on iGrow or give you a call.
Yes, they can.
All right. Tracy Erickson, dairy field specialist here in Watertown. Thank you for joining me, and have a good winter.
Yeah, we will. Okay. It's almost spring.
Yeah. Soon. Well, we keep, until I look out the